This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Alaska won't have two U.S. senators with the same name. Former Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan said he's dropping out of the Republican primary race, challenging incumbent U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. Sullivan tells KTUU he can best serve Alaskans by working on local and statewide issues. Alaska's junior U.S. senator and former Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan was elected in 2014. There's new evidence that metal goods from Central Asia made their way to Alaska long before contact with Europeans. That's according to a study published this month in the Journal of Archaeological Science. But as KNOM's Emily Russell reports, there is still a lot unknown about one artifact in particular.
The buckle is about 3 centimeters in length and maybe 2 to 3 centimeters wide.
That's Corey Cooper, an archaeologist at Purdue University and one of the authors of the study. He's been working for the past few years with Owen Mason, who was there when the buckle was discovered.
Near the end of the season, as it always is, one of our excavators came across this metal object.
Mason spends almost every summer at Cape Espenberg in northwest Alaska, one of the oldest inhabited settlements in North America. Mason's team, also led by archaeologist John Hoffecker, has found a handful of other metal artifacts over the years, but Mason says he knew right away the buckle was unique.
Cast bronze, you know, which is a very elaborate type of technology, had really never been seen before. So immediately, this piece stood out.
To cast or to mold metal requires really high temperatures, and Mason says there's never been any evidence of that in Alaska's prehistoric settlements. To be sure, though, Mason sent the buckle down to Corey Cooper's lab in Indiana, where Cooper used X-ray technology to confirm traces of tin and lead in the buckle.
So this is the first time that anybody's found this kind of object that is definitely something that was made by metal-producing cultures, most likely somewhere in Eurasia.
Cooper was also able to confirm the buckle dates back to at least 800 AD, when Cape Espenberg was still a village. But Owen Mason says a lot of questions remain unanswered.
You know, there's still a lot of mystery here. How did something get manufactured perhaps in Manchuria or Korea? And how long did it take to make its way to Alaska?
Mason and his colleagues are still working on those answers. Their efforts are part of a larger project funded by the National Science Foundation's Office of Polar Programs. Mason says archaeological work at ancient sites like Cape Espenberg are now more urgent than ever.
With the thawing of permafrost, with global change, with climate change, you know, the sites are being subject to thawing and degradation.
Mason is on his way back up to Cape Espenberg for what he hopes will be another groundbreaking season in the field. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.
The White House Champions of Change program is scheduled today to present Cook Inlet Tribal Council, or CITC, with an award for an innovative educational program that teaches kids about advanced technology. In a prepared statement, the tribe said its Fabrication Laboratory, or Fab Lab, gives students access to tools such as high-tech design programs, industrial-grade manufacturing machines, and sophisticated electronics and programming. The Fab Lab was created in partnership with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology as a way to challenge youth to reach their full potential in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Renee Fredericks, CITC Director of Youth Education and Employment Services, will accept the award in a ceremony that will be live streamed at the White House website today at 9 a.m. Alaska time. The native village of Iklutna is hosting an intertribal powwow at mile 26.5 on the Glen Highway Saturday and Sunday. Iklutna First Chief and President Lee Steffen says people will be able to enjoy singing and dancing by several Alaska native cultures.
Dance groups will have Inupiat, Yupik, Athabaskan, Aleut, and Tlingit.
Steffen invites people to bring side dishes for potluck meals at 2:30 on both days, where he says people can get a taste of a variety of native subsistence foods.
King salmon, red salmon, moose meat, muktuk and herring eggs and deer and whatever else can come from throughout Alaska.
The Eklutna Powwow will also include raffle drawings and sales of Native arts and crafts, as well as a dance for teenagers and youth Saturday evening beginning at 6 p.m. Admission is $5 per car. Gates open at 11 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.